Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Dehydrated. I just came back from California where drought-like conditions cause residents a lot of concern. Wildfires, crop failure, and what happens if too much rain falls too quickly? Being dry causes people a lot of stress. Most people live underhydrated, if not dehydrated. Depending upon the size of the person, the amount of water in the human body makes up 55 to 75%. That means that when we don't get enough water, many complications can arise. So if you struggle with headaches, don't take a Tylenol, but try drinking more water. If you struggle with bad breath, don't swish mouthwash, but try drinking some more water. If you are tired, don't guzzle caffeine, but try drinking more water. If you have gut problems, don't pop an Alka-Seltzer or milk of magnesia, but try drinking more water. If you have bags under your eyes, don't get Botox, but try drinking more water. The introduction to Psalm 143 only says a Psalm of David, but nothing about his actual predicament. But we can see the things that were weighing heavy on David. He pleaded for mercy, which means not getting the punishment he deserved, verses 1 and 2. Enemies were pursuing him, verse 3. He felt faint in spirit and dismayed in heart, verse 4. He had a failing spirit, verse 7. He was lost, asking God to show me the way, verse 8. He prayed for God to preserve my life, bring me out of trouble, verse 11. And he felt the slander of his enemies, verse 12. All of this must have led to David feeling emotionally and spiritually, if not even physically, dehydrated. We have said there are three definitions for Selah, but I think the context of this chapter clearly limits it to just one definition, a pause to reflect. David's Selah in this psalm is actually a quadruple Selah. A dehydrated David reminds himself and us to remember or call to mind, meditate or speak to yourself. Also see Psalm chapter 42, verses 5 and 6. Consider. Some translations use the word muse, a word meaning an inner conversation, including airing our complaints. And Selah, the call to pause and calmly think of that, as the Amplified Bible defines that word. All of these things pressing in on David were getting his full attention, so he forgot to drink deeply of the living water of God. As a result, David was dehydrated. This is why he calls for that quadruple Selah to be refreshed. But what if there are so many problems around us that we cannot even think of anything that we can drink from God? What if there are so many troubles that we don't even know what to thank him for? Let me point you to a tiny preposition, in verses 8 and 9, and also in Psalm chapter 42, verses 5 and 6. David is not saying he has to get a drink, but that he has to go in to the source of living water. Rejoice in the Lord, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. And trust in the Lord, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. As a result, God will then keep us in his peace, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. This is what I think David spoke to himself in his remembering, meditating, and considering in his inner conversations. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Psalm chapter 143, verse 8. When you're dehydrated, it's hard to think of things to be thankful for, but we can look to the unchangeable attributes of God. David did this, and it helped him with his actions and attitude. God's love is unfailing, so we can rely on him. Verse 8. God's omniscience is infinite, so we can trust his leading. Verse 8. God's omnipotence is unmatched, so we can be secure in him. Verse 9. God's sovereign wisdom is unrivaled, so we can confidently obey and follow him. Verse 10. God's eternal glory is unending, so we can have eternal hope. Verse 11. Again, David notes that God's love is unfailing, so we can continue to fearlessly serve him. Verse 12, which takes us right back to the opening two verses of this psalm. The Selah time allowed David to make these connections, or rather, it allowed him the quiet time to drink in the Holy Spirit's reminders of these attributes of God. David always knew who God was, but in his time of dehydration, his Selah re-reminded him of who God was to him. When we are feeling dehydrated, we must Selah to drink deeply of the living water. This Selah pause plunges us into God's presence and allows us to make his attributes personal. If you've missed any of the messages in our Selah series, I've shared a link to all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.